The story has really touched a lot of parents around the country, partly because of the chilling impact, the impact of, could this happen to me? Am I unaware?
Exactly what I was thinking.
And it does happen. And we're going to get the whole section with these safety plans. I can't wait till we get there.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that.
So let me bring you up to date, or the viewers and listeners up to date on what actually transpired chronologically. And again, look, we're never going to get people to not call because they have some fear, concern, unreasonable though it may be. I mean, heck.
Tonight, step in with Eric A. Sinani. Eric A. Sinani, you're on Unplugged right here on iHeartRadio. Also, your FM dial 99.9 and every single podcast platform. We are having an interesting show today. This is a crossover from the Hostile Zone. But nonetheless, you come to Unplugged. This is where raw truth meets relentless insight. I'm Eric A. Sinani. I'm your no-holds-barred guide through the grit and grind of today's toughest issues. In this episode, it is truly a crossover from my other syndicated show, which aired Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. On Monday night's show, I had discussed the incident that occurred in Georgia, the 30th of October, if I recall. And it was where a mother was arrested. Yeah, folks, she was arrested because her 10-year-old son walked less than a mile to a local Dollar General or a store. Once again, ridiculous police overreach and prosecutorial overreach. So we spent an entire episode on the Hostile Zone with Dave, her attorney. Well, tonight, folks, I hope you followed over. We have Brittany, the mother, here with us and her attorney, Dave. Bring them in, Carrie. Welcome to the show, Dave. Once again, thank you for coming so much. And you graciously brought your client, Brittany Patterson. Welcome back. How are you, Dave? You're looking real great today with a tie and jacket. Need a pin? We got to get you a lapel pin.
Ah, thank you. So are you able to tell us about the pin you're wearing?
Actually, you know what? Funny you should say that. This is the Presidential Legion of Merit, only issued by a president. It comes with a medal and everything. I've never wore the pin before. First time I wore it, it was still in the display case. I wore it today because I felt this issue was so paramount to the Constitution and paramount to the foundation of what you do in your mission that we needed to let the powers that be know that people are looking in.
Excellent. Excellent.
Welcome again, Dave. Warm the folks up that didn't watch The Hostile Zone. And folks, if you didn't watch The Hostile Zone, then you could go back, ticker it on your screen. We'll tell you all the information. If not, in the description of this show, we will give you the previous show that we talked about on Monday. Tell a little bit, and then we'll bring Brittany in.
Sure. Thank you, Eric. As you know, audience, I'm an attorney. I work for Parents USA, a nonprofit I started. Quickly get you to Britt, because she's really the star here. Britt is a mom of four, married for 18 years to her high school sweetheart. She's a real estate agent and does that work. Why? A lot of responsibility and obligations.
Great job.
Kids around, and she needs the flexibility of time. Before that, she was teaching school with a master's in education. And here's one of the things I think is really important. From what I've learned over the past month, Britt and Josh, her husband, are terrific parents. But the Constitution applies to all parents as long as you're a fit parent, as long as you're
adequate. Equal application of the law.
Yeah. So if you're adequate, you don't have to be a super, super terrific mom, as I believe Britt is. So I'd ask the parents who are watching, it's not necessary to compare yourself to her, to any other parent in your neighborhood or your state. You are still entitled to the same protections of the law. And that means you have the right to decide for your children what they do and right. don't do.
As I say on the show all the time, the government does not belong in your bedroom or in your house.
That would be correct, or on the street. Now, if you send your kids to a school, by the way, and this is a whole nother topic for a whole nother show, you don't have the right to make schools do what you want. You have the right to have your
school. You have the right to homeschool.
You have the right to send your children to a different school, move to a different school district, move to a different state. As I mention often, the USA was founded after people got on a rickety boat without GPS and went from England to North America.
It was the Italians.
People went from the East Coast to the West Coast in Conestoga wagons with no interstate, no rest stops, and through hostile territories. It may be inconvenient for you to move as a parent to get to where you are going to be able to provide your children with what they want, what you want to provide for them.
And that is your right. Yeah, right.
But that's your right to move and make those decisions. By the way, segue, one of the reasons Britt and Josh live in rural Georgia, Fannin County, small community of Mineral
Bluff. Spell the county, Fannin, spell that.
F-A-N-N-I-N. The North Carolina-Georgia border, that's how north it is. And she and her husband have 16 acres of land. They live near their family, other members of their family.
I've heard wonderful things. I have my research team and myself. We spoke with neighbors and all type of people. She's a member of the community.
My point in bringing that up is Britt did not invite this or seek this role. It didn't want to be public, didn't want to speak up. But, I mean, I bless her. She has embraced the
idea. You have to, because they'll do it to somebody else that's not afraid. And this is perfect. Brittany, I commend you. I truly do. It takes a lot of nerve. It takes a lot of courage to come out on TV everywhere and not fold like a cheap suit and sign that stupid safety plan and all that stuff. You are standing up for the rights of not just yourself, but every parent in the United States. And I applaud you for that. Welcome to the show, Brittany. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm mother of four. I mean, David did a great job introing me there. Married for 18 years. We just live a pretty normal life, I feel like. You know, kids do a lot of activities. We are a split family.
You have a master's degree?
I do.
Mm-hmm. What is it in?
It's in educational leadership and with an emphasis on curriculum and instruction. So in my previous
last
life.
Person that would do something stupid with a child, basically. That's where I was going with that. Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, our kids are involved in a lot of activities. We have two that homeschool and two that go to public school. But yeah, just a normal family, I feel like anyway.
So you know where I want to go right away? Obviously, Dave, you're her counsel, cut me off. We're not going to try the case in the media. What was key, we talked about on Monday night show, folks, the hostile zone on Monday night, 7 p.m. This event was on the 30th. What happens on October 31st, Brittany? What is that day?
Halloween.
Now, I believe parents all across America let their 7, 8, 9, 10, and whatever children go to strangers' doors, ring the bell, and take candy. And that could be construed as reckless disregard for your child, not walking a quarter mile to Dollar General.
So can I point out something interesting? In our little town, they actually have a safe trick-or-treating area downtown.
Really?
But even there, there were children running around unsupervised, you know, after they'd gone through the line with their parents and the pictures had been taken. There were many children running around with no adults. So even in the safe zones where you're not knocking door to door, there's still unsupervised kids.
Right.
And Eric, I wanted to point out that some parents, maybe many, allow their children to go out without an adult supervising them. Other parents won't let their kids out of their sight and they're walking right next to them.
It's a parental choice, though, right?
Thank you. That was the point. I wanted to say our organization doesn't advocate for a particular style of parenting. Right. If you want to be more protective of your child than
you
others
have freedom.
Or less, it's your right to make those choices. And those choices ought to be between the parents to make and no one else.
Right. I say it on all my shows. The government does not belong. Big Brother is now becoming grandfather, and we're becoming the former Soviet Union. And Brittany is a perfect example of what's happening to people every day, everywhere. We need to take a short break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have Brittany and David here when you come back. Don't go. I'm telling you, otherwise we'll send Child Protective Services to your house.
the Rant Round Law Firm, we understand the importance of your constitutional rights. We truly care that we must get a client their desired result. If your freedom is compromised in any way, you call us. We do immigration, state and federal criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy, DWIs, family law, real estate law. We want you to be confident in our ability to represent you.
Thought about turning your spare change into serious investments? Let me introduce you to Acorns. This app makes investing as simple as one easy swipe of your credit or debit card. With Acorns, every purchase you make rounds up and invests the difference. Watch your future grow one swipe at a time. Start small, dream big. With Acorns, every bit adds up to something significant. Download Acorns today. Acorns.com/share. Or use your smartphone camera and scan the QR code on the screen, or enter my referral code 56XJQPC. Again, referral code 56XJQPC and get $5 for free, compliments of me, to start investing today just by downloading the app. Download Acorns now. I'm Eric A. Sonati, the host of the syndicated radio TV talk show, The Hostile Zone. Right here on iHeartRadio. Hey, it's Eric A. Sonati, host of two syndicated talk shows on iHeartRadio. When I need a sharp look, I head to Quick Cuts. Susan, the owner, always nails it perfect every time. Mention Eric sent you, she'll give you a special deal. Call 910-371-5510 to book now. I figured you didn't want Child Protective Service at your house. Welcome back. I'm Eric A. Sonati here on Unplugged, right on your iHeart Radio, every podcast platform, AM, FM, and XM. Check us out. So back to you, Brittany. Please continue about the travesty that is occurring to you still, to your family.
It's just ongoing, you know. I mean, everything's kind of up in the air right now. We haven't been given any type of offer or anything like that. So it's just kind of a waiting game, which is a little bit nerve-wracking. But we're just trying to continue our daily life and not think about it too much. But it is kind of, it's in the back of my mind anyway.
Yeah, again, I'm going to say it again. You are very brave and courageous to come here and do this on national radio and TV. And that's good because somebody has to do it. And I'm happy to be that conduit to help that. Do you want to segue in anything, Dave?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, let's make sure we're all clear on what's going on. The day before Halloween, October 30th, I think Britt can tell the story. She ended up being arrested pursuant to an arrest warrant.
Should we show the video again? Because we showed it on the other show.
That makes sense. Let's take a moment and let the audience see it and listen carefully. Yeah. To the exchange between the deputies and Britt.
It's terrible. Carrie, can you cue that up on the screen for everybody? Listen, viewer warning. If you're listening in your car, that's one thing. If you're watching it on cable or whatever network, viewer warning. It's not gory, but your children and other people might get nervous and scared. So I'm just giving you that warning in advance that we are going to show police body cam footage. Brittany here being arrested. Okay. I put the disclaimer out. Go ahead, Carrie, put it up.
10-4, I'll place you 21.
You're what? I got mine. Is that her?
Hey, Brittany.
Yeah.
I need you to come out here. No, not one second. I need you to come out here.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there somebody up here with the kids besides your grandpa?
No.
Turn around for me.
Why?
Because you're under arrest.
For what?
For the incident we talked about earlier today.
What am I under arrest for?
For reckless endangerment.
And how was I recklessly endangering my child?
We're not talking about it.
Soren, call mommy and tell them they're taking you to jail because you decided to walk down the street.
Let go of your hands.
That's not his fault.
Yeah, call mommy.
You're the mother. That's your responsibility.
Yeah, I need you to not talk to me, please.
That's okay, true.
Soren, give her a call. Okay. Last time I checked, it wasn't illegal for a kid to walk to the store.
So. It is when they're 10 years old.
It is?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to see that on the books.
Okay, well, you'll see it on your warrant. I need somebody here to stay with the kids.
I don't have anybody.
Do you want to take this watch off? Or you want to take it with you?
Well, then I'm calling defects.
Soren, come here.
358, then. Show 1, female 95.
Come here. No, I want you to call Marmy. Come here.
Hey, Marmy.
Hey, come here. Let me talk to her. Can you hear me?
Yes.
The police are here and they're taking me to jail. So I need you to come stay with the kids.
3-9-10-10-10-40-8.
No, I'm not kidding.
I'll be there just for 5 minutes.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, bye. They're taking me to jail.
I love you.
Love you too, baby.
Keep going with
them. I'll be back. Do you need to wait for my mom to get here?
We'll wait. Yeah, come
on. Okay, can I tell my other two kids goodbye so they don't freak out?
Yeah,
please.
For that.
Please go get Nolan and Evander and tell them to come tell me goodbye. Okay, thank you.
Do you need to take anything with you?
Do I need anything?
Wallet or anything? Do you want to take it with you?
I probably should. It's in the car.
Okay. Which vehicle? This one or this
one? The black one.
Is it unlocked?
Yes.
Okay. You give me permission to get your wallet out of it?
No.
Okay.
Call Daddy and tell him they're taking me to jail. Marmy will be here in a minute.
Huh?
Marmy will be here in a minute.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Love you guys. All right.
Love you. Bye. We'll leave you back.
Who knows? You need to check it for anything.
I'll have to carry it. Can I get your phone? You got anything else on you?
No. You can stick the phone in there.
That's right.
I don't have any pockets.
Okay. Nothing really. It's going to get you in trouble once you cross guard lines.
I think so.
I'm just going to look this up, make sure there's no weapons or anything like that. You just have to check.
Nothing in your purse, right?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Will you buckle her, Kelly? If you'll slide all the way to the edge of the seat, because the seat you can slide over. Good.
Unreal. I'm sorry, Brittany, that you even had to watch it again. I really am sorry that I had to. I'm sure that stirred up.
It does. I think every time I watch it, I notice something different and it stirs up those emotions again. But it was a mix of pretty much every emotion you could have. I was frustrated, very confused, shocked.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, because I wasn't expecting it. You know, there wasn't any kind of notice or anything. So
it was 5 hours after the alleged incident, right?
Correct. I was actually on a phone call. Yeah. I was on a phone call with some clients. So I was not expecting.
They had a million ways to get in contact with you besides terrorizing your family and putting you in handcuffs.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
That's the thing. If they would have called me and said, hey, you know, could you come down to the station? This is what's going on.
You probably didn't even know.
That would be a lot less traumatizing for my kids than having to watch
When I watched the video, you were like, we're confused. Well, you didn't even know what was going on. That's how much you knew something didn't happen.
I didn't.
Yeah, you didn't have a guilty mind at all. Right.
No, that's why I asked 3 times why I was being arrested. And I never did get an answer.
Yeah, they didn't even know either.
No.
Yeah, they didn't have a clue. What say you, Dave, on that?
Yeah, if you listen carefully, and I hope your viewers record this and go back and watch again. Britt is clearly not aware of what would cause
her. I saw that. Yeah.
So she asks, and the deputy says, for the incident earlier today. And again, for those viewers who aren't familiar with the facts, Britt probably can tell the story better than I can. I can tell it quicker, maybe, if you don't interrupt me. And what happened is
It is my show, Dave. I'm kidding. Got it.
Yeah, well, she didn't even know her son had walked into town. And keep in mind, parents, you don't always know what your children, not when they're 10,
remember
almost 11.
Remember that commercial back in the day? It's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
Yeah.
But it wasn't 10, no. It was daytime.
And some parents get nervous and have a fear and concern about what could happen. And perhaps this deputy and others in law enforcement have that fear. But as Lenore Scanese with letgrow.org says, you would have to leave your child unattended, unsupervised, outdoors for 250,000 days. I think it's either 750,000 or 200, which is a lot of days.
Right.
Before
the child was never in danger, but for the actions of the sheriff's office. They created the danger.
True. That's the way we view it. And the statistics back that up.
Right.
The CDC would tell you that children are at greatest risk of death or injury anytime they're in an automobile compared to any other time.
What about the police automobile that they drove your son in? Yeah. And if there had been a police call on the way or whatever, or because people target cops, your son was just being driven home. He didn't want to be. He was not breaking the law. And they placed him in danger by putting him into a car that he didn't need to be in.
Yeah. I mean, I actually had a thought yesterday, because I'm coming up with new things all the time, is, you know, when I read the paper, a lot of the arrests are drug arrests.
Right.
Do they sanitize that car every time they take somebody that might have fentanyl or methamphetamine residue?
It's so funny that you said that, Brittany, because we briefly on Monday night's Hostile Zone, Dave and I were having that discussion, and I said the same thing. People throw up in the back of these cars, mm-hmm. all kinds of things. And your poor son was subjected to that for absolutely zero reason. Zero reason.
Yeah.
It's an egregious waste of tax dollars. It's an egregious violation on your rights, your husband's rights, and your son's rights. Truly, really have empathy for your family. Again, folks, you're here on Eric A. Sinati Unplugged, syndicated across the board, iHeartRadio, AM, FM. We're here with David and Brittany. This is a follow-up from Monday's Hostile Zone with regard. Brittany was the mother that everybody knows was arrested for her son deciding to walk less than a mile. So we're back to you, Brittany. Floor is yours.
Oh.
So before we continue, Brittany, we have to take a short station break. Folks, don't go anywhere. It's going to be a quick commercial. We're going to be right back with Brittany and her attorney.
At the Rembrandt Law Firm, we understand the importance of your constitutional rights. We truly care that we must get a client their desired result. If your freedom is compromised in any way, you call us. We do immigration, state and federal criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy, DWIs, family law, real estate law. We want you to be confident in our ability to represent you.
Hey, it's Eric A. Sinati, host of two syndicated talk shows on iHeartRadio. When I need a sharp look, I head to Quick Cuts. Susan, the owner, always nails it perfect every time. Mention Eric sent you, she'll give you a special deal. Call 910-371-5510 to book now. Ever thought about turning your spare change into serious investments? Let me introduce you to Acorns. This app makes investing as simple as one easy swipe of your credit or debit card. With Acorns, every purchase you make rounds up and invests the difference. Watch your future grow one swipe at a time. Start small, dream big. With Acorns, every bit adds up to something significant. Download Acorns today, acorns.com/share, or use your smartphone camera and scan the QR code on the screen, or enter my referral code 56XJQPC. Again, referral code 56XJQPC, and get $5 for free, compliments of me, to start investing today just by downloading the app. Download Acorns now. I'm Eric A. Sinati, the host of the syndicated radio TV talk show, The Hostile Zone, right here on iHeartRadio. Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. Eric A. Sinati, Unplugged on iHeartRadio, on every radio. We don't need to go through it. You know that. We're back again with David and Brittany with regard to the, Brittany is the mother that unfortunately was arrested for letting, or actually you didn't let, your son went for a walk less than a mile. I guess the government's alleging that you consciously did it. I don't know how you could consciously be there when you're not there. But okay, good. That's good prosecution. We'll see how they work that out. But anyway, what I really want to ask you, Brittany, is like, what did it feel like for you? And if it's emotional, you know, tell me to back off. What did it feel for you to have these people, these armed officers, and we all saw the video, they come like Gestapos to your house, mm-hmm. and you don't even know what you did because you didn't do anything. So of course you're clueless. You don't, and a guilty person knows why they're there. You were very clear that you didn't have a clue. So how did that make you feel?
I started out as just shocked. And after I asked them a few times and I kind of started realizing what was going on, my kids were coming out. They were going to just take me away without me talking to my kids. So I had
to ask. Your kids saw this, right?
Say that again.
Your children saw everything happening that we saw in the video.
Yeah. Yeah. When they knocked on the door, Soren, who's the one that had walked to town, was sitting right here.
By the way, very smart kid, very good looking kid. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. But I did ask the rest of them to come down. I asked the officer to let me do that so that they wouldn't go looking for me and be wondering where I was.
Now, who was home with you at that time besides the children?
My father, who lives in the basement apartment. He is disabled, physically disabled. And so he lives with us full time and has for a long time. So he's pretty much always home. There's pretty much always an adult home here.
And that's the thing. Your son spoke with him and he had permission. They don't know any of this. They just come to your house and just take you. I can't imagine. I can't imagine.
I don't think that they knew that, but I don't really know if they did or not. But after my kids came out and I started to realize that I was actually going to jail, then I got angry.
May I ask how long you were in there? How long did the process take from when they showed up like Gestapos, took you away? How long was that whole entire ordeal?
It was less than 5 minutes from the time they knocked on my door to the time they put me in the vehicle.
And then how long were you at? Did you have to go to county jail?
I did. It was about an hour and a half.
I'm very sorry about that. Really?
Yeah.
And did you have to put bond up or bail?
I did.
It wouldn't release you on your own recognizance. You had to actually pay bail?
Yep.
What a disgrace. Shame on you, Georgia. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it was an experience. You know, I went through the whole gamut, got fingerprinted, stripped down, had to put on the mugshot.
Why would you do that? Your mugshot's out there. Like, why?
Yeah, I don't know. But it was, I think I was just in a state of, I don't even know what I was in a state of, brain fog or confusion, trying to figure out what was going on, why this was happening. It was a very weird, strange feeling.
Right. So the total time from that was like total, from the beginning to the end.
An hour and 35 minutes.
And your children, they were having no idea how long you would be gone. And it must be traumatizing to them.
No.
I mean, did you get a chance to say like a goodbye at all inside the house before you came out?
No, not inside the house. They handcuffed me right away. I mean, I tried to ask why I was being arrested. I think that exchange might have lasted 15 seconds. And then they basically, you know, made me turn around and put me in handcuffs. So I didn't have time to tell my kids goodbye before I was handcuffed. So I did it handcuffed. I tried to stay calm. I didn't want them
cool as a cucumber. You did.
Yeah. I was trying to stay calm for my kids. I was definitely not calm on the inside, but I felt like if I could be calm, then it would help my kids be better and not worry. So.
Yes. 100% with you on that. You know, I just can't imagine what it would be like for that, your family to be there. I mean, Dave, honestly, we've been in this game for a while. Was that truly necessary for that many officers and to be handcuffed and brought in? Most people are told you get a bench ticket, show up, or come in for an interview. Why would they do that? Why you? Why this?
No, it wasn't necessary. I don't know why me. That's a hard question to answer. Maybe it was just the day. I don't know. But I've also asked myself over and over, if you really were worried about the safety of my children, if that was a primary concern, what did arresting me and having me sit in jail for an hour and a half, how did that make my children safer? What did
that
accomplish?
That's where I was going. That's where I wanted to say.
Yeah. So I'm trying to work this through my head. If that was really truly the primary concern, I just don't see how that, you know, moved the needle forward and making my kids safer if you truly thought they were unsafe. So I'm confused.
You know
about
what
that
I was thinking too? That just hit my head now. It's December, Christmas, right? Going into Christmas time, right? It was a month before, essentially. They took Christmas money and food out of your family's mouth to pay bail for a charge you didn't do anything wrong.
Well, let me fix a couple of things. While you're correct about the timing, it is just awful. It was an hour and a half, but for those of us who think, it's only an hour and a half.
No, that's a wash.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. Put handcuffs on yourself, be put in the back of a deputy sheriff's vehicle, driven to a jail, stripped down with a female deputy watching, put on a jumpsuit, get your mugshot done, and have all of this done. It's not just an hour and a half of watching a movie or something, okay?
For an alleged misdemeanor. Well,
it felt like about 5 hours, they had already put a bedroll together for me and set it right next to me, like they were preparing for me to spend the night. And I was internally freaking out a little bit about that. if I'm being honest. I was a little bit terrified of spending the night. So luckily I didn't have to, but it was there staring me in the face while I was waiting.
But Eric, if I may, and Brett, let me throw it out there because, and you could, again, it was your life and your child. When Soren was in town, what you've described and what I've heard is this concerned citizen that ended up calling 911 not only observed him and he didn't look hurt and he wasn't upset and interacted with him. So why don't you, how about tell everybody about what Soren shared with you about the interaction with this concerned citizen?
But yeah, and I don't know this person. I've had other people ask me that. I don't know. But apparently she watched him for a while. She said she saw him go out of the dollar, in the Dollar General, out of the Dollar General, but didn't mention that he was doing anything he shouldn't be. So I don't understand the concern why to watch him for so long. I mean, that's kind of how I feel. I don't, you know, but anyway, and then she actually approached him and asked him if he was okay. And he said yes, and asked him if he needed help. And he said no. And then she asked him another question, I think. And he said, never mind, and ran off because he told me that it was freaking him out is what he said.
Stranger danger.
He was asking him questions and that he wasn't supposed to talk to strangers. And so he ran away to try to get away from her.
And she still called 911 after he said, he's fine. No, I don't need any help.
Yeah.
But by the way,
as
I've been talking for years now, we're never going to get people not to call 911. What we can do as a society, what we can do as an advocate, a legal advocate, we can try to put pressure through legislation and lawsuits in defense of these absurd cases to try to change the culture so that 911 and deputies assess the risk, determine whether or not something needs to be done at all, and act appropriately. As many listeners would have no idea, 911 gets calls from people who are upset that their pizza wasn't delivered timely.
I actually heard a 911 call last week on online that somebody called to complain that they got garbage cocaine and they wanted to report that their money was stolen.
Well, as I say, 911 gets calls. Not every call is answered by sending a sheriff. And if a child is unattended, that should not alert the civilian on the street or an officer, by the way, because we had a case a few years ago in Silver Springs, Maryland, where a brother and sister were walking home on a Sunday afternoon on the sidewalk, and a police officer pulled up, put them in the car, drove them to their home. They knew where they lived. And then the dad, Mr. Meetiv, again, we represented him. They were not arrested and charged with a crime, but they were turned over to Child Protective Services.
Which is worse sometimes.
And they did a whole investigation and they followed protocol. What a waste of government resources.
What a waste.
When there are children who are abused, children who have cigarette burns, their parents are on meth. Why are we wasting government resources attending to those people in Silver Springs or to Britt Patterson here in Mineral Bluff? Okay.
Right. Unbelievable. We have to take a short station break. Well, we're coming back with Brittany and David again. Be right back. 2 minutes. Eric Asinati, Unplugged.
At the Rembrandt Law Firm, we understand the importance of your constitutional rights. We truly care that we must get a client their desired result. If your freedom is compromised in any way, you call us. We do immigration, state and federal criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy, DWIs, family law, real estate law. We want you to be confident in our ability to represent you.
Ever thought about turning your spare change into serious investments? Let me introduce you to Acorns. This app makes investing as simple as one easy swipe of your credit or debit card. With Acorns, every purchase you make rounds up and invests the difference. Watch your future grow one swipe at a time. Start small, dream big. With Acorns, every bit adds up to something significant. Download Acorns today, acorns.com/share, or use your smartphone camera and scan the QR code on the screen, or enter my referral code 56XJQPC. Again, referral code 56XJQPC and get $5 for free, compliments of me, to start investing today just by downloading the app. Download Acorns now. I'm Eric A. Sinatti, the host of the syndicated radio TV talk show, The Hostile Zone, right here on iHeartRadio. Welcome back, Eric A. Sinatti, Unplugged, Insights and Perspectives. Again, coming back, Miss Brady Patterson from Georgia, unfortunately was charged, garbagely charged, but arrested nonetheless. The last we were discussing the whole process that you were gone, and even though it's an hour and a half, it's a long time.
It felt like a long time.
And you're, for your kids, it's triple that because they don't know where mommy's going. They don't know what mommy did, right? And mommy didn't do anything. And then they don't know if you even may come back at all, right? I mean, let's be real. And this is what's going through their head.
Yeah, because nobody knew that I was going to be back in an hour and a half. You know, for all they know, I could have spent the night and the next day was Halloween. Luckily, I was able to get out and we still went trick-or-treating and still did our normal thing on Halloween. But it could have just as easily not happened that way. And they could have missed out on Halloween if I was still in jail. So
another thought I have here. Are you angry?
Yeah.
Are you like a bit mixed bag of emotions? Which is the biggest emotion trying to break through the paper bag?
I'm just passionate at this point. I was really angry to begin with. But now I'm just more passionate about making sure that this doesn't happen again. Because it's not right.
Right.
Luckily, I'm a strong person. My kids are strong. I've raised them to be that way. But you know, not everybody is. And that doesn't, you know, mean that they are any less deserving of having the freedom and not have to go to jail.
On Halloween, there were kids walking everywhere. And I didn't see any sheriffs out there picking anybody else up on that day?
No.
I didn't think so.
And let me just point out that this was a fluke thing, but there was no cell phone service for 4 days here. The Verizon towers were down.
Wow.
So on that night of Halloween, when all the kids were running around, nobody could call their kids or track their kids or anything like that because there was no cell phone service. So
now that is a threat.
It was very retro, you know, like before we had cell phones.
Right. Well, the old days, right? I know, like we were talking on Monday. I knew when I was growing up, when the street lights came on, my butt needed to be home right after that. And you know, those times have changed. But you are a powerful person, honestly, right, being out there, because you need to make decisions for your children. It's your children. That's why you live in the United States. And you should be able to exercise that right. And what you're doing right now is exercising that right for everybody else that's afraid to speak.
Exactly.
Yeah, as Britt says, primary goal.
Can you name your organization out for the viewers that are listening in their cars, your organization and the website?
Sure. It's Parents USA, and our URL, our website is parentsusa.org. It's a 501c3 nonprofit that I started in 2013. Why? Because as an attorney practicing law, I noticed more and more and more government overreach, micromanaging parents, and it seemed wrong. And I thought there needed to be an organization that doesn't talk the talk, but walks the walk.
And that's why you're here. Yep, and that's why you're here.
Yeah, we rely on
that.
Let me finish the thought. We rely on the donations of other parents, but what Britt is saying, when she got in touch with me, I understood what was happening. I know the law. Pure coincidence, I happen to be in Georgia, and I'm licensed in Georgia. We do work across the country, Idaho, Wisconsin, right. Texas, New York, Florida. We have cases in the U.S. Supreme Court. We do a lot of work for a lot of parents, but we rely on other parents to help us. And Britt is the person that I'm defending against the criminal charges. So that's my primary and sole goal. While we're doing that,
be criminal charges. I bet this will be dismissed before you even get there.
Well, but think about that. Even if the prosecution, the district attorney's office files a document called a null pros, just Latin for we're not going to pursue this.
Yeah, declining to prosecute. Yeah.
That is not enough.
Right.
We need a declaration of innocence, of exoneration. It's like for those who remember the Duke LaCrosse case where it was determined they were falsely accused and the prosecutor was complicit in not in the actions. The prosecutor ended up getting disbarred and the attorney general for the state of North Carolina issued a declaration of innocence. That's what should happen here and should happen not just for Britt, but for every other parent falsely accused of a crime when they did something and somebody in power went forward to arrest them or charge them by the district attorney's office. And most parents get offered some sort of a plea deal. Well, if you take a parenting class, take a parenting class, if you pay a fine, if you go on probation for so many months, if you agree, because I've had cases, if you agree that nobody under the age of 18 will babysit or care for your children, by the way, no other parent in the state would be subjected to the same terms, similar to the falsely described safety plan Britt was offered. Now, you know, maybe Britt should describe how that came about.
Somebody said something. Okay. So what I was trying to want to talk about the safety plan. So our viewers and listeners that understand safety plan is when Child Protective Services comes into your home on a referral, either from law enforcement, wherever they're coming from, and they meet with you, the parent, and they hand you this form. They don't read you your constitutional rights. You got no attorney present with you. You're nervous. You're scared. And they shove this document. It's a safety plan. What parent doesn't want their child to be safe? But when by signing that plan, you're effectively handing control over to the state. So I applaud you for not signing it. Brittany, tell me. So tell me the.
Wasn't going to happen.
I want to get the heart to heart here. So
that wasn't going to happen. I wasn't going to sign that. One is David.
How did that go down? Explain that process.
So they did come and they did, you know, I let them in. I didn't know it was an option not to. So I did let them in. They interviewed all my kids. I don't have anything to hide. So I really wasn't concerned.
Says that, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
They looked for something though.
Yeah. And I was told that everything looked good. I probably wouldn't hear from them again. And she hoped to have it off her desk within 30 days. Well, a few days later, she called and asked to go over a safety plan, which included ridiculous things like putting a tracking app on
his phone. Tell us about that because I was waiting for that, Brittany. I've never heard of such a thing, a GPS on your son.
Well, it's not necessarily a GPS. I think they meant some kind of commercial app like Life 360 or something like that. It's not anything specific. Yeah. But still, they wanted me to do that. They wanted to watch me do that, physically watch me put that on his phone because they didn't trust me, I guess. And then I also had to appoint a safety person to always be home when I could not be, even though my other children are 12, 14, and 16.
Wow.
So according to their own guidelines, I don't need to have an adult present because my three children are old enough to stay home alone and babysit. So it was absurd. I wasn't going to sign it. I knew that if I did, in my limited experience with people that I know with CPS, that if I signed it, it would just allow them to have access in my life that I don't want them to have. And not because I have anything to hide, but because it's none of their business.
It's none of their business. I say it on every show.
Yeah.
You have a fourth.
I've raised four kids to teenagehood. I don't need anybody to tell me how to raise kids. So
there you go.
So I want to segue one more fast question, Brittany, and I want to come back to you, Dave, because we're running on a hard close to the show. But Brittany, how are you dealing with this now? Have you reached out? Are you going to have to get any therapeutic stuff for your children? Are they having nightmares? Are you having, like, how are you dealing with this? All things aside.
We're dealing with it surprisingly well. Like I said, I'm a pretty strong person. I've raised pretty strong, resilient children. But there are some little things here and there. Like, for example, Soren didn't want to go to the Friday night football games the past few nights because there's too many sheriffs there. It makes him nervous.
Oh, see, and that is what I wanted to hear, because that's terrible.
Yeah, my oldest daughter,
they go to them for safety.
My oldest daughter who drives has mentioned that there's been a couple of times she passed a police officer or one got behind her and it made her very anxious when she was driving. Yeah. So, so for my kids, there's definitely going to be some residual effect of more or less a lack of trust in law enforcement. And honestly, for myself too, I've always been a big supporter of law enforcement.
Right. I hope this doesn't change that.
Yeah, I have friends and family, so I know there's really good people in law enforcement. So it's not a blanket, you know, that I don't support law enforcement. I still do, but I definitely think it needs to be called out when there's
ones that aren't done nationwide. Now, yeah. Mike, I want to say two other things to you, and then I'm going to go to Dave to finish it out. First, what is it that I can put my viewers and listeners? What can I do to help your family? What do you need that maybe we can get people to help you with?
Just spread awareness, because at this point, it's not just about me. It's like you said, it's about other parents, lots of them that this happens to around the country that don't get to be on shows like yours and don't get headlines and nobody ever knows that it happens. I didn't. I was completely in the dark before this happened. I never imagined that this would have happened.
Every day.
Yeah. So really just spread awareness so that this doesn't happen to other parents.
Well, you know, Brittany, I applaud you again. I thank you kindly for being on the show. I'm going to think I'm probably going to have you back again to find out when they dismiss this charge, if they don't do that declaration. That. Right. So Dave, so the declaration, I like that. You think they'll do that?
I can't predict that at all, that district attorney's offices around the country. And it's in the news all the time. They do whatever they want.
She's a real estate agent. Her pictures on them is affecting your business. They're cutting your bottom line from your family. It's terrible.
Yeah, district attorneys around the country have what's been called absolute immunity. So
yes.
they're safe. They can do whatever they want.
I'm personally aware of that one myself. Yes.
Yeah. Law enforcement
to overturn that.
Law enforcement are provided what's called qualified immunity. I don't know that either of those are going to apply here, and I don't know, and I can't predict what they're going to do. One of my biggest concerns, and I'm glad that Britt has the strength and willingness to do this, is all the parents, including the media who have interviewed us, who are parents, have to be asking themselves, just gone for 30 minutes, or my child did this, or my child rode a bicycle without a helmet on. Am I going to get arrested for what my child does that I don't even know they're doing? And it has a chilling.
It's a slippery slope, right, Dave? It's a slippery slope. As lawyers, we know that.
It isn't a slippery slope, Eric. It is actually happening. That's
it'll happen for everything then with digital stuff now. We don't need that.
So law enforcement is substituting their judgment for the judgment of parents. That's wrong. Prosecutors are saying the mom, Heather Wallace in Waco, Texas, the body cam shows a deputy arresting her on her front doorstep and saying literally, I have a child and I wouldn't let my child walk home a half mile on the sidewalk from school.
Well, number one, that's inappropriate to say that. It's out of line. She has no purpose to say that. Her job is to do a job, not to give personal opinion.
Well, he has a badge, a gun, and the ability to, and handcuffs, and he can do what he wants, just like what happened to Britt. And that's one
You know, Dave, I believe that one of them sheriff's officers was terminated from another department.
Well, I don't know. Don't care. You know, whatever their history is, doesn't affect the reality that a child who was perfectly safe where he was, how he got there. And here's another part of it. For those of you thinking about it, and let me do a little legal analysis. Even if he was unsafe, that doesn't change the equation of whether or not Britt did anything criminal. He did not.
Conscience. She had no, if the statute says conscience, you need to have mens rea, guilty mind. And so, actus reus, you need to do something, both of which you don't have.
I think you've asked, what can other people, your viewers, do to help?
And for your organization, too. For her, personally, and for your organization.
Britt joins me in and has been so kind to say the donations to parentsusa.org, if you go to the website or the GoFundMe page that's for Britt's defense.
Can you provide us that link for the GoFundMe?
Our work. We'll be happy to provide it. It's a complicated link, so I can't just rattle it off.
We'll put it up in post in the ticket.
Yeah, I'll get it into the description and everything. Right.
So the parentsusa.org, and at the top, you can either join for $29 or make a donation of $5 to thousands of dollars, whatever you wish.
Remember, I went to do it last night.
That's terrific, and I hope everybody out. And then follow us on social media so we get to 100,000, that we get to 200,000 followers. And the bigger we are, the more power we have to push back, because let's face it, government has unlimited resources. Oh, wait a minute.
It's terrible. Tax
dollars.
They work for us, but they think we work for them.
Yeah. Well, can I just butt in? Like, we're being arrested. People like me that this has happened to, we're being arrested because of someone's opinion, not because of a law or anything else. So when we're being criminalized based on someone's opinion, that's a problem.
Right. I don't know, Dave, I'm going to end it with this with you. I don't think you're going into a courtroom at any time.
Yeah. If we do, the one thing people
don't know, pay for them, if you do,
she was charged with violation of Georgia's reckless conduct statute. It's still on the books.
And we read it up on the Monday show, folks, on Hostile Zone. You can see all the backstory.
In 1997, so those who may read up on it go, well, wait a minute, there was an arrest warrant. Wait a minute, there was a statute she's allegedly violated. Here's the key. 1997, Georgia Supreme Court held that statute unconstitutional when applied to parents because it doesn't give them fair warning and it gives law enforcement too much power to label anything reckless conduct. There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to blanket the pieces of this everywhere, and then it's going to be syndicated. You know, I do thank you, Brittany. I honestly, from my heart, I mean this truly, honestly. I feel for you. I really do. And I have empathy, not sympathy. I have empathy. You're an intelligent person with a lot of stuff going for you. This shouldn't happen. I truly feel empathy. We are behind you 100%. You have access to my staff anytime you need. You reach out. Dave, same thing. Parentsusa.org. What a great organization. Folks out there, if you're listening or watching, parents with an S, USA.org. If you believe the government's overreaching and coming into your home to tell you how you raise your family, you call Dave at Parents USA. Thanks again, guys, for coming. We're going to close out. Thank you very much. So, folks, as we close another wonderful episode of Unplugged, Eric A. Sinati Unplugged, I believe this is the fourth episode of the new show. You need to continuously be paying attention. It is your responsibility to know what's going on, folks, around you with law enforcement and whoever else is involved. But I implore you, stay engaged. Always pay attention to what's going on. Never just accept what's on the surface, because the most dangerous things that are out there that are going to hurt you are just below the surface. And that's what happened to Brittany here. On the surface, it looked one way, and below the surface, it's ruining her life. So I'm very thankful that they're here on the show. I thank everybody for coming to the Hostile Zone on Monday nights and coming here on Unplugged. I'm Eric A. Sinati, Unplugged. Stay vigilant, stay smart. Come back every night. God bless America. God bless you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sean Kelly, founder of Project 201. Right now, too many of our kids are falling through the cracks. And here at Project 201, we're stepping in with mentorship, sports, and life skills. But we need your help. Your donation isn't just a gift. It's an investment into our youth and their future. With your support, we can keep them off the streets, in school, and on the path to success. Become a donor, mentor, or sponsor today, and let's change lives together. You can visit our website, 201sports.org, to make your impact now, and or give me a call here at 201-725-5062. Mentorship through sports, changing lives one at a time.
At the Ramrand Law Firm, we understand the importance of your constitutional rights. We truly care that we must get a client their desired result. If your freedom is compromised in any way, you call us. We do immigration, state and federal criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy, DWIs, family law, real estate law. We want you to be confident in our ability to represent you. We'll be right back.